More confirmed COVID-19 cases, more restrictions being put in place.
All bars, restaurants, breweries, cafes, similar on-site dining establishments are now by executive order closed to on-sale and on-site patrons, and this is statewide.
Governor Burgum's executive order takes effect at noon Friday.
Takeout, delivery, curbside, drive-through, or off-sale services may continue, and we ask these business owners to find a way to continue to keep their businesses going and keep serving your customers.
Burgum is also closing state buildings to the public from now through at least April 6th. That means if you don't have official business, you will not be allowed in.
It's important for us from a continuity of government standpoint to ensure that the state employees who in many cases are delivering essential services to the citizens of North Dakota, that they remain healthy.
North Dakota K-12 schools will also be closed for another 7 instructional days. Burgum says the plan is to open schools April 1st.
For that $8 million a day that we're spending in education, let's figure out a way to provide alternative education, and let's figure out a way to do it when we may not have access to our buildings because of the growing pandemic.
Many school districts in North Dakota will be providing classes online until the schools open their doors. State School Superintendent Kirsten Basler told reporters the educational community is doing great things in a time of trial.
When they are empowered and given the room that they need to be innovative, they are showing that they can accomplish great things. They are building emergency alternative plans and putting them into effect at the same time. So let's continue to give them the flexibility and our support as they design new ways to educate our students.
Basler said local broadband internet providers are also stepping up to help provide services to those families that may not have those high-speed connections. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.